This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw. Biggs time.
The Biggs Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Let's get out to the Aurelio's Pizza Hotline. It's the sauce. And welcome in a man who is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to this station, and a valued friend, Big Z.
Hey, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we're very curious to talk about this Bears game because you have seen it now from a couple of different sides. And obviously being up in Green Bay and talking to some of the people there and then coming back and looking at where the Bears are in this thing, is there a point total that they have to hit? Do they need to get 17 as opposed to 15? What do you make of the fact that Rodgers protects the ball as well as he does in terms of not throwing picks and being on this roll? Does that mean the Bears have to be more efficient offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Bears need to be more efficient offensively just because they weren't very efficient last week or really even the week before that. So I think they need to come out and establish an identity and get a rhythm going and find a way to maintain that. I don't think they need to win a shootout with the Packers. I don't think that'll be the case. I would imagine Vic Fangio would probably be real thrilled if they hit 20s in terms of points. You know, you get that into the 20s, Fangio would have to feel pretty good about his units.
Would he feel like doing a cartwheel?
I don't know about that, but I bet if you got him in the 30s, Vic might feel like doing a cartwheel out there, and that would probably put the Bears in a pretty good spot. The Packers put up 34 points last week against Atlanta, but you know, the Falcons have been awful all year, so I don't use that as a real good gauge or indicator in terms of what's going to happen on Sunday at Soldier Field.
Brad, when you take a step back, you were in Green Bay, and you look at this big picture, and the Bears and the Packers, and kind of two teams headed in opposite directions. You look at you know, the Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee this morning has a story about the big names that are going to be shed in the offseason for the Packers and where they're headed. And, you know, maybe Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, Nick Perry, a lot of familiar names, a lot of guys who've made the Packers what they have been consistently over the last several years. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to win another division title with the Packers? He's 35 years old. Is the last hurrah, is the changing of the guard going to be real?
I think he's got a chance. You know, if you surround him with the right kind of talent, I think most people would probably agree he's still the best quarterback in the division and probably the best quarterback in the division by a pretty wide margin, right? So if you get the best quarterback some more talent and you have another good draft, anything's possible. Anything's possible. You know, the Bears felt Yeah, this is just a little history lesson. It's not saying this is going to repeat, but the Bears felt like they had been beaten up and kept down by Brett Favre for a long, long time. And they won the division in 2005. Lovie Smith was coach of the year. They won the division the following year in 2006. And they reached the Super Bowl. The Packers did not make the playoffs either of those years, 05 or 06, when the Bears felt like, you know, things were really headed their way. They were going to control the division, all of that. well, we know what happened for the Bears after 06, and starting in 07, the Packers ran off a string of 8 consecutive trips to the postseason. They obviously won one Super Bowl there. So the Bears have felt like they've turned the tables on the Packers before, and they did, but it was very brief. So you gotta, if you want to keep them down, if you get them down, you want to keep them down. And so where does that start? Well, that starts with a victory Sunday at Soldier Field, which would make the Bears NFC North champions and you know, put the Packers a little deeper into their planning for 2019.
When we look at that possibility, Brad, does it come down to the quarterback developing? I mean, if the Bears, in order to beat a team like the Aaron Rodgers Packers, it would help if you had an offense that was as good as any other. And while, you know, we start picking apart what's going to happen come playoff time and the Bears are virtually in, you know, I think there's a feeling that if the quarterback can't do it, the play caller can do it. But the play caller hadn't done it either. I mean, he had a rough postseason game in his last outing, his first outing as an OC.
Well, if the Bears want to have sustained success, yeah, the quarterback's going to have to get a lot better. Going to have to get a lot better and be consistently good. You look at the teams who are perennial contenders in the mix every year or nearly every year for the playoffs. They've got, you know, one thing usually in common, and that's a quarterback that's in the upper echelon of the league, a top 10 quarterback. And so you can do it without that. And the Bears went to this Super Bowl with a formula of defense, special teams, and running the football. That can be done. It's difficult to repeat that year after year. Fortunately, Mitch Trubisky's still a young guy. Year two for him, year one in the system, and you hope that you see the necessary growth from him so he can be in that conversation for being one of those guys. But they're obviously in a very good spot headed into Sunday's game. I think, you know, everyone's attitude has been way up since the victory over the Rams, because that proved to the Bears that, hey, they've got the ability and the talent to take on anyone in the NFC. If you watch the game last night in Kansas City, you've got the, you know, top team in the AFC losing a home game to the Chargers last night. The lesson there is Kansas City certainly doesn't want to be on defense to end a game. I think they want to...
Wow, how about it?
Yeah. They want to end a game on offense, but... Bears should feel really good about where they're at right now, and I have an inkling that they'll feel pretty good about where they're at come Sunday evening.
This segment with Brad Biggs brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free. Health-wise, Brad, so Allen Robinson returned to practice. Sounds like he was just a maintenance day. Anybody else?
Allen Robinson was out of practice on Wednesday with what was listed as a hip injury. Yesterday, Matt Nagy explained that it was a maintenance day, that late in the season, that's important. And, you know, it's about getting the guy from Sunday to the next Sunday. And listen, all that stuff's true. But he was limited in practice on Thursday. So he got back out there, but he didn't have full participation. Now the question is, you know, what's limited? If he took, I don't know, 4 series off and really participate in most practice, he'd still be limited. If he barely did anything in practice, he could be listed as limited. So we'll have to keep an eye on that because, you know, they need him. He had a couple nice catch, couple big catches in that win over the Rams, you know, when Mitch had some real clear, quick reads and decisive throws.
Right to start the second half. That was an important drive.
Yeah, and he'd had, you know, a decent game the week before at the Meadowlands, but shoot, guys, they've only got one 100-yard game out of Allen Robinson so far this season. It'd be nice to see him, you know, kind of clicking as they head towards January.
You know, we talk about the defense and how good the defense has been, and Pro Football Focus had an early Pro Bowl thing where they included Khalil Mack and Eddie Jackson and Kyle Fuller, but no Akeem Hicks. And I know it would mean a lot to him to make the Pro Bowl, and I'm not saying that he's not going to make it based on Pro Football Focus, but they're looking strictly at one element of it, which is, of course, the numbers. Where is he? Is he not going to make it? I mean, I thought we had decided that he was their second-best defensive player.
Boy, I tell you, Akeem Hicks has really raised his profile around the league the past two seasons by what he's put on tape. Okay, he's played really good football week in and week out. He's played the run well. He's played the pass well. He's taken a lot of pride, I think, in what he's put out on the field. He's been durable. You're not going to find a whole lot of defensive linemen in the National Football League that log more snaps or a higher percentage of snaps than Akeem Hicks. I think he's quite deserving, no question about it. I'd be a little surprised if he didn't make it. You'll see guys that you could probably put together a strong case are snubbed on an annual basis. I mean, that's going to happen from time to time. I would think he would get in. You know, if the people voting are spending a little bit of time watching the games, I think they probably have an understanding for the impact that he makes for that defense.
All right, Brad, what's your pick?
Guys, I think the Bears finally get one at home over the Packers. It's been a long time since they've beaten Green Bay at Soldier Field. They don't beat Aaron Rodgers often. I think he's 17-4 against the Bears. But that being said, I really like the Bears' chances. I think they win this game. I put down 24-17, guys.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Yep. Brad is
See
our guy,
Sunday.
Big Z.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.